From Dog Works Radio Network, sponsored by Alaska Dog Works, Professional Canine Training Center in Anchorage, Alaska. This is the Dog Works Radio Show, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of the one and only 24-hour internet radio network dedicated to dogs. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Dog Works Radio on dogworksradio.com. I'd like to introduce my co-host. Her name is Michelle Forto. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going great, Robert.
Today, we are going to talk about the Canine Good Citizen Program. Is that right?
That is right.
So, what is the AKC CGC program?
Well, first of all, AKC stands for the American Kennel Club, and Canine Good Citizen's acronym is CGC. Canine Good Citizen started in 1989 and is designed to reward dogs who have good manners at home and in the community. The Canine Good Citizen program is a two-part program that stresses responsible pet ownership for owners and basic good manners for dogs. All dogs who pass the 10-step CGC test may receive a certificate from the American Kennel Club.
Did you know that many dogs choose the CGC program as their first step in training their dogs? The CGC training program lays the foundation for other AKC activities such as obedience, agility, tracking, and performance events. As you work your dog and teach the CGC skills, you will learn to discover the many benefits of joys of training your dog. Training will enhance the bond between you and your dog. Dogs who have a solid obedience foundation are a joy to live with when they respond well to household routines, good manners in the presence of people and other dogs, and fully enjoy the company of the owner who took the time to provide the training, intellectual stimulation, and a high quality of life. We sincerely hope the CGC will be the beginning for you and your dog that after passing the CGC test, you will continue training in obedience, agility, tracking, and other performance events.
Absolutely. You know, Robert, I'm going to interject here a little bit. The Canine Good Citizen program is my basis for therapy and service work here at Alaska Dog Works. It's a test that we use and a training program that we utilize to get those dogs ready for the next step and those harder, more involved types of commands. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
So the AKC CGC program is one of the most rapidly growing programs in the American Kennel Club, as well as within the greater United States. There are many exciting applications to this wonderful entry level that go far beyond the 10 steps that the Canine Good Citizen training and tests offer.
Did you know that many other countries also develop their own CGC program based on the AKCs, including England, Australia, Japan, Hungary, Denmark, Sweden, Canada, and Finland. It's also a model for police and animal control agencies to use for dealing with dog problems in their communities. Some therapy dog groups use CGC as a partial screening tool, as you mentioned, and some 4-H groups around the country have been using the CGC as a beginning dog training program for children.
Absolutely. 4-H has been involved with this program for quite some time, and it's a great way to teach those kids how to properly approach and handle a dog, especially if a dog is loose and approaches them in an unfriendly manner.
So let's go on. Let's talk about how the community has used the CGC in their resolutions. Talk about that.
You know, the community has utilized the Canine Good Citizen program as a way to evaluate dogs and how they are accepted as part of society and what we expect dogs to behave like. In other words, dogs should not be running amok around the neighborhood and causing havoc in other people's yards, defecating all over the neighborhood and attacking your neighbors. A number of specialty clubs give the CGC at their annual national dog show. Dog clubs have discovered that the Canine Good Citizen is an event that allows everyone to go home a winner. veterinarians have recognized the benefits of well-trained dogs, and there are some CGC programs in place in veterinary hospitals. State legislatures began recognizing the CGC program as a means of advocating responsible dog ownership, and 34 states now have canine good citizen resolutions.
So since 1989, the Canine Good Citizen program has begun to have extremely positive impacts in many of our communities. This is a program that can help us assure that dogs we love will always be welcomed and well-respected members of our communities. Michelle, who can participate in the CGC program?
You know, that's a great question, Robert. A lot of people hear AKC and think automatically, ooh, I rescued my dog. He's not AKC registered. Does that exclude my dog from participating in the American Kennel Club's Canine Good Citizen program? Absolutely not. All dogs, including both purebred and mixed breed dogs, are welcome to participate in the AKC's Canine Good Citizen program. Dogs must be old enough to have received necessary immunizations, such as rabies vaccines. Owners will sign the Responsible Dog Owner's Pledge, attesting to having the dog under the routine care of a veterinarian who will work with the owner to determine an appropriate plan and schedule for vaccines and other health care procedures. Also, I'd like to add that Canine Good Citizen over the years has expanded their Canine Good Citizen program to involve a program called Puppy Star, and we also now have the AKC Canine Good Citizen Urban Dog Program, which is actually pretty cool, but I think that we can save the Urban Dog Program for another show, Robert.
Yes, so let's jump into the CGC test items and pledge. There is a 10-test test or a 10-step test in order to become a Canine Good Citizen. It is a non-competitive test for all dogs, including purebred and mixed breeds, and the CGC award is a prerequisite for many therapy dog and service dog groups. Some homeowners insurance companies are encouraging CGC testing, and an increased number of apartments and condos require that that residents' dogs pass the CGC tests. So let's talk about the test.
Well, that's pretty interesting, Robert. I did not know that more and more communities, apartments, and condos are starting to require this test. Way to go. That is an excellent idea and a way for all people in the complex to have their dogs reside together in a proper manner.
So let's talk about the test itself. As we mentioned, it's a 10-step test, and they include, number one, accepting a friendly stranger. Michelle, what is that?
Accepting a friendly stranger is where your dog will allow a friendly stranger to approach it and speak to the handler in a natural, everyday situation. Let me expand on that. That means that you, as the handler, are allowed to speak with the person without your dog thinking that the person has come to his party and is only there to visit with Max. So accepting a friendly stranger simply means that your dog is placed on a sit next to you and a stay while you interact with the person, not your dog.
So number two is sitting politely for petting. What is that?
Politely for petting is an extension of accepting a friendly stranger. First and foremost, the dog must accept the friendly stranger. And then if you, as the handler, would like the other person to pet your dog, you ask them simply to ask you if they may pet your dog. And then you can release your dog to be pet. The dog should be allowed to approach the person without feeling threatened. And the dog should not jump, lunge, bark, or nip at the person.
Number three, appearance and grooming.
Appearance and grooming is a little bit trickier. Appearance and grooming is where the dog will permit someone to check its ears and front teeth as a groomer or veterinarian would do. A lot of dogs are uncomfortable with this, so it's always good to have the testing evaluator perform this step with your dog on more than one occasion so that they get used to it. Appearance and grooming is so that your dog will allow a groomer or a veterinarian or even you to take care of the dog if there's something wrong or even if it's just general grooming and care for the dog.
So the next few steps are what most people think about when they think about beginning dog training. And the first one is out for a walk, walking on a loose lead.
Right, and everybody's got a different idea of what that is, don't they, Robert?
Yes, they do.
So following the evaluator's instructions, the dog will walk on a loose lead with the handler owner. And out for a walk is typically where the evaluator will instruct you to make a few turns, maybe a circle, maybe you'll stop, maybe you'll go past some other dogs. And you have to maintain control and care of your dog in a relaxed manner. You cannot be tugging on that leash. You cannot be pulling on that leash. And it should be noted at this point in the program that the equipment that you choose is very important. For the Canine Good Citizen program, a regular 6-foot leash, a flat collar, a head halter are allowed. Harnesses and pinch collars and choke collars and shock collars are not allowed, although British style slip leads are allowed because they are used in the show ring. So that's pretty important that we name out the allowable equipment for your dog to be using while you are taking this test.
The next one is a difficult one for a lot of people, especially if they haven't had a lot of socialization. It is walking through a crowd. What is that?
Walking through a crowd is where the dog can move about politely in a pedestrian traffic and is under control in public places. Again, without tugging, pulling, tensing up on that lead. The handler's reaction to how the dog is behaving in a crowd is very important, just as much as how the dog is reacting. So the dog and handler walk around and pass close to several people. Minimum of 3 constitutes a crowd.
So the next one is sit and down on command and staying in place.
This one's fairly easy. Most dogs 6 months and over can handle this one if you've been working with them, from the time you got them as puppies. The dog must do sit and down on command. The owner chooses the position for leaving the dog in the stay. The owner will leave the dog at least 10 feet, return to the dog, leave the dog again, go back to that 10-foot marker, and call the dog to them.
The next one is coming when called, probably the most important command in dog training. Is that right?
That is right, and I just put that with the sitting down command and staying in place because when I do this test, I do those two virtually together, which is probably not always recommended, but you can do sit down on command, stay in place, return to the dog, return back to the 10-foot marker, and then call your dog, because coming when called is placing the dog on a sit or a down stay and going to that 10-foot marker and having them come to you. The come is very important. They are not allowed to run past you or stop halfway or refuse to come at all or even leave the area. They must come to you. Now, some trainers will have the dog come and sit in front and wait for the next command or allow the owner to retrieve the leash. That is my preference and my style. I expect every dog to come when called and sit on point in front of the owner looking up for that next command.
The next one is probably one that most people have the most trouble with, especially, again, if they haven't had a lot of socialization around other dogs, and that is reaction to another dog.
Well, I'm going to say that it's also the hardest one when you take your dog to the dog park or doggy daycare, and they're constantly off-leash around other dogs, but they act differently on leash around other dogs. Some dogs are way too excited. Some dogs have leash reactiveness. So when you are out and about with your dog, if you do a lot of things off leash with that dog, its reaction to another dog is usually a fallacy, because this test requires the dog to be maintained under control on a loose lead. So the test demonstrates that the dog can behave politely around other dogs. Two handlers and their dogs approach each other from a distance of about 20 feet, stop and shake hands and exchange pleasantries. Both dogs are placed on a sit stay, and the handlers will move slightly in front of their dogs, not blocking their dogs and not standing directly in front of their dogs, but slightly in front of their dogs, so that when they exchange pleasantries, the dogs know to stay in their space.
The next one is reaction to distraction. I think this one is an interesting one because it allows some leeway on the instructor's side. Is that right?
That is right. My favorite objects for distraction are a squeaky toy, a ball, a bowl that I will usually place keys in, and very enticing treats. So we use a series of these distractions because a lot of dogs are distracted by food. A lot of dogs are distracted by moving objects and squeaky toys. The sound distraction that we add in is because a lot of dogs that we've noticed have a startle response to a noise, and we try to help desensitize them to that.
The next one and the last one in our 10-step test
is also the hardest one.
It is the hardest one. It is supervised separation. And this
it's a confusing term for what this actually is, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, this is the one where, you know, the 9 steps above can typically be done owner and dog by themselves, you know, just as a training team. But this one requires a third person, or what the AKC calls a trusted person. What is supervised separation?
Well, it's not necessarily a trusted person of the dog. In supervised separation, the trusted person can be someone that the dog has met only a few times. But basically, this test is to demonstrate that a dog can be left with a trusted person if necessary and will maintain training and good manners. So, in other words, it's showing that your dog is so well behaved and so in tune with you that if you've told that dog, down, stay, and walk away from it, it shouldn't matter who's holding the leash. Your dog should not freak out. Your dog should maintain good confidence and remain under your command and control, even though you are no longer in sight and no longer have that lead. Evaluators are encouraged to say something like, "Would you like me to watch your dog?" and then take hold of a dog's leash. The owner will go out of sight for 3 minutes. The dog does not have to stay in position, but should not continually bark, whine, or pace unnecessarily, or show anything stronger than mild agitation or nervousness. Evaluators may talk to the dog, but should not engage in excessive talking, petting, or management attempts. In other words, the dog can stand, the dog can lay down, the dog can turn in a circle, the dog can walk slightly to the end of the leash, but the dog cannot become so upset and so agitated that they are trying to get to the owner.
So before we jump into the next part of the 2-step program in order to become a CGC certified dog, it's important to note that these tests are offered all over the country by many AKC certified evaluators. And some of these folks do them a little bit different. And it's important to note that, yes, you have to pass all 10 of these tests or steps, but occasionally an instructor will allow a retest for 1 or 2 items. Is that right?
A retest of 1 item is allowed by the Canine Good Citizen guidelines. A retest of 2 items is discretionary to the evaluator. Typically, we know who's ready for a test and who's not, especially if you are not just a drop-in person with your dog. If you've been coming to a class or a group training class that your trainer has been offering, then your trainer knows if you're ready for the test or not. And typically, your trainer will know and your dog will know that they're ready, and you might not feel ready.
And again, different evaluators may charge different prices or fees for the test. Some of them are as low as $5 for registration.
No.
Some of them may charge up to $50, $75, even $100 for the test. Is that right?
That's incorrect. So to get the certification, the AKC Canine Good Citizen requires an $8 fee for you to get the certificate. It used to be $5, but now it's $8. It's been $8 for some time. And yes, the evaluator can charge you a testing fee. Most evaluators charge a testing fee usually between $10 and $50. More than that is discouraged by the AKC. But if you are taking a training course that encompasses the Canine Good Citizen training, that trainer can charge you whatever they feel is fair.
And remember, this is a test in a group setting. It cannot just be a private lesson with you and your dog and an evaluator. It has to be, as we mentioned up in the step talking about walking through a crowd, it has to be at least three dogs and three handlers. So it's important that you find the right evaluator in the right circumstances in your area. Is that right?
That is right. And also, you can go to a obedience trainer that is not a Canine Good Citizen evaluator, and you can have them train you for the test, but they cannot administer the test for you.
Okay, so let's jump into the second step of the AKC program, AKC CGC program. It's called the Responsible Dog Ownership's Pledge. I think a lot of people just breeze through this and think, yeah, I do all this stuff with my dogs, but this isn't a very, very important part of the CGC program. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Yes, and I always read this to my clients as a group, and then when they're signing their paperwork, I make them read it again because it is very important, and these are pretty basic things that you're pledging, and they seem to be common sense, but a lot of times people forget what exactly they're pledging to, and I'll go through that as we go. It starts off with, I will be responsible for my dog's health needs. These include routine veterinary care, including checkups and vaccines, adequate nutrition through proper diet, clean water at all times, daily exercise, and regular bathing and grooming. Seems fairly simple, doesn't it, Robert?
It does. And some of the others will be, I am responsible for my dog's safety. I will properly control my dog by providing fencing where appropriate, not letting my dog run loose, and using a leash in public.
Wait, so what does that mean, I will be responsible for my dog's safety?
Keeping them out of harm's way, making sure that they are, making sure that they're safe, making sure that their needs are met, and making sure that they cannot be harmed in any way.
Right, and the leash in public. We have a lot of people in Alaska that don't believe in leashing their dogs in public because, you know, I'm out on the trail. I'm not going to see anybody today. Why else might it be important to leash your dog in public?
Well, number one, they're close to you and therefore they can listen to your commands. And also, you have a lot better control of them in wildlife situations.
Absolutely. We're dealing with a lot of wildlife situations in Alaska, and I always like to remind people, I don't care how well your dog comes when called, if it's out of your eyesight, it's not under your control.
Okay, Michelle, we're about out of time. Let's finish up this pledge before we go.
I will ensure that my dog has some form of identification when appropriate, which may include collar tags and microchips. I will provide adequate supervision when my dog and children are together. I will not allow my dog to infringe on the rights of others. That one's very important. I will not allow my dog to run loose in the neighborhood. I will not allow my dog to be a nuisance to others by barking while in the yard, in a hotel room, etc. I will pick up and properly dispose of my dog's waste in all public areas, such as on the grounds of hotels, on sidewalks, parks, etc. I will pick up and properly dispose of my dog's waste in wilderness areas, on hiking trails, campgrounds, and in off-leash parks. I will be responsible for my dog's quality of life. I understand that basic training is beneficial to all dogs. I will give my dog attention and playtime. I understand that owning a dog is a commitment in time and caring.
I think this is a great Bill of Rights for any dog owner. If they do all of these, they will have a much better relationship with their dog. Their dog will behave much better in their home and in public, which is the reasoning behind the Canine Good Citizen Program. And lastly, Michelle, how does certification work? So if the dog passes and all of the paperwork is done, what happens next?
They will mail in the form, the testing form, with $8, and the Canine Good Citizen AKC Club will send them back a certificate with their dog's name on it. Some Canine Good Citizen evaluators will give you a patch or a ribbon at the end of the test. Some will not. It just depends. And from there, it should be encouraged. You should be encouraged to go to the next level.
And that next level could be basic obedience, off-leash obedience, training for those obedience trials, agility, dock diving, any of those things. And as we mentioned, this is usually a precursor to any therapy or service dog program. I know we've talked a lot about that in the past here on this show, and we encourage every dog to at least do the CGC program, and they will have that much better relationship with their dog, and not only in the home, but also in public. So with that, Michelle has one last point before we go.
I would like to encourage all doggy daycares out there nationwide to start encouraging their participants to require this as a minimum to come in and play.
That's a great idea. So we are DogWorks Radio here on DogWorksRadio.com. You can listen to all of our archived episodes over on Apple Podcasts. Just search for DogWorks Radio. I think we have about 400 episodes. I think something like 350 hours of dog-related shows going back all the way to 2009. We plan on being back on the air every other week with our dog training segment, and then the following week we will be doing our mushing radio segment with Alex Stein and I, where we talk about that. So we will be back on in a couple of weeks to talk about some more dog training. On behalf of my co-host Michelle Forto, this is Robert. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.